Welcome to Progressive Pockets. I go by Gigi, that's short for Gennet Gimja. This is a show about reclaiming some of our power. Because the chances are, if you're listening to this, you probably vote. You might even send in letters to your senators. Maybe you identify as an ally or activist of some sort. But what about our money? I'm curious about whether there's some power that we're leaving on the table or in our wallets. Today's episode is about what to say to your financial advisor or your financial planner or whatever sort of financial professional that you're working with. If you want that person to start incorporating your social values, your societal values into how they're advising you. Usually when you onboard with a financial professional, they will ask you questions about your financial goals, when you want to retire, some information about your life so they can understand your financial needs. Who are you financially responsible for? They might ask you about your giving, but you can go even deeper with your financial advisor. You can speak to your values as they might impact your whole financial strategy, not just your giving. Because if you think about it, most Americans are giving around 5-ish percent of their income. Actually, the number is a lot higher for Americans that make the least amount of money, but let's just call it 5% on average. That is where we usually get to express our values, whether we're concerned about racial equity or climate change or prison reform or abolition. Literally, whatever your thing is, let's not limit ourselves to only being able to get creative about 5% of our money. Talk to your financial planner about the other 95% of your money. So let's talk about how to have that conversation. If you want your financial advisor to incorporate your societal values into your investment portfolio, and maybe even other aspects of your money strategy, like where you're banking, here are some key points you can communicate. Number one, ask your financial advisor if they have experience incorporating social values into their financial strategies, into how they invest their clients' portfolios. There are definitely financial advisors that are very used to doing this. In fact, you can find one of those professionals pretty easily. Episode 120 was all about that. But before you go and fire your financial advisor, first have this conversation and see if they can work with you in this way. Ask if they have experience with clients who want to reflect their social values into what they're doing with their money. Your advisor might respond by telling you about all the ways they do that. Maybe they have a whole intake process to interview you about your values, and then they have multiple strategies to align your money and your values. Or maybe they'll scratch their head and say, are you talking about ESG investing? I think I've heard of that. ESG is just a score or it's a rating for an investment that you might be considering. It's an abbreviation for environmental, social, governance, and a lot of investments even have an ESG score nowadays. The ESG score isn't a great way to score whether or not an investment is socially responsible. There are a lot of episodes on this podcast about that. You can scroll back to episode 108 to learn more about that, but it is an option and you can feel out whether your financial advisor tends to recommend ESG investments to folks. In fact, you could even suggest that they listen to this episode 108. So I'll include the link in the show notes. It's short, it's very concrete, and it's just a great basic primer on ESG ratings beyond the hype. That's episode 108. So once you've had that part of the conversation, let's go to number two. Tell them your specific values and the causes that you care about, such as environmental sustainability, or social justice, ethical labor practices, etc. The more specific you can be, the better they can align your investments. And you know what? If this step is difficult, if you are feeling overwhelmed even knowing what values to focus on, let me know and I can do an episode about that. There are very different methods you can choose to zero in on some values to focus on your money strategy. Number three, ask about socially responsible investing options like mutual funds and ETFs that screen companies out if they don't meet certain social impact criteria. So this is usually the first step of impact investing. This is where you take out the stuff that goes against your values. There are tons of ready-made products on the shelf ready for different things you might want out of your investments, like prisons or fossil fuels. There are so many products. So even if your financial planner isn't well informed on fossil fuels or prisons or whatever, there are investments that might be more appropriate for your values. And your financial advisor doesn't need to be some kind of like public policy expert to be able to manage your money in those ways. Okay, let's go to the next part. So number four, if you're ready, okay, some of you are ready. I know, I hear from all different kinds of listeners. Some of you are ready and you want to go beyond just excluding harmful investments. I'm using quotes around harmful because investments are, you know, how to say this, investments in our stock market are going to include some level of harm to the planet and our people. But you can go beyond taking out the bad and you can have your advisor actively look for the good. So, for example, where are the companies that are trying to combat climate change, for example? This is the next step. Ask your advisor if they have any experience with that sort of investing. And I'm really talking about companies who are trying to build a business solving some of the harms to our planet and to our people. For example, maybe some alternative fuel companies that are publicly traded. Number five, for whatever you decide with your advisor, whether you keep it simple with just screening out the bad stuff or you're actively going out and looking for positive impact investments, ask your advisor to report to you regularly on how your investments are performing, not just financially, but also in terms of their social or environmental impact. So this is really going to reinforce to your advisor that you're looking for some value alignment. You want to see the progress on not just your money, but the positive impact that your money is having. Number six, discuss shareholder advocacy options where you can use your investor voice to push for positive change at companies on issues that you care about. So do you want your advisor to let you know when there are shareholder resolutions you can vote on? Have that discussion beforehand. The key is to have an open dialogue about fully integrating your personal values into all aspects of portfolio construction and management. So a good advisor will hear all of this, they're going to listen to you, and they're going to create a customized solution for you. I recently reviewed a book on this podcast called The Social Justice Investor that was back on episode 121. And in that book, author Andrea Longton includes chapter 8, which is called Having the Conversation. It has some tips and it has some example dialogue. So you can get an actual script if you want more guidance. So to recap, here's what we covered today. Here's how to talk to your financial professional about incorporating your social and societal values into what they're helping you do with your money. Step one, ask if they've ever done this before. Do they have a tried and true way of working with clients who care more about the bottom line, or are the two of you going to learn it together? Step two, share your values, even if you think it's impossible for your money to line up with those values. Just say them out loud. You never know what's out there. Step three, ask about investments that screen out companies that don't meet your values. Step four, if you're ready for it, ask about screening in companies that are working towards solutions that address your values. Step five, ask your advisor to send you regular reports on the social impact of your investments. So in the same way that they send you the financial returns, ask them to include your social returns. Step six, talk to your advisor about shareholder resolutions and votes and how you can exert some influence on the companies who have your money. I hope you enjoyed the episode today. I'm curious to know what other podcasts you're listening to. Send me your recommendations. They don't have to be on this same exact topic at all. Just send me whatever you're listening to these days. Let's end with a quote. No one has the right to sit down and feel hopeless. There is too much work to do. That quote comes from Dorothy Day. Let's talk again soon.